Blog Talk Radio. All righty. We're going to play Famous Four, I believe. Play He Did It by the Brown Boys. Here we go. going to play Pray by Trent Hawthorne featuring JB. Thank you. Undefeated by Marvin Sapp, and then we'll get into the message.
People infatuated with their own fame.
with some great gospel music. Amen. All righty. Well, we have a caller here that's been on since the beginning of the show. I'm going to bring him on, see what we have, and then we'll get into the message. 111. Okay. It was a no good message. Okay. All righty. Let's get into tonight's Bible study. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 8. It's the compassion of Jesus. See, Jesus showed mercy and compassion, so should we. One of the most powerful examples of the mercy and compassion of Jesus comes in the story of the adulterous woman that not only committed adultery, but was caught in the very act. So as you read her story, okay, pay attention how everyone treated this woman. And then notice how Jesus treated her. The scribes and the Pharisees were calling for blood. But Jesus showed her mercy and compassion and encouraged her to sin no more. In John chapter 8, verses 3 to 11, the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery. And having set her in the center of the court, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery. In the very act, now in the law Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What then do you say?" They were saying this, testing him, so that they might have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground. But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones, and he was left alone. And the woman, where she was, in the center of the court, straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go from now and sin no more." So Jesus didn't distance himself from the world or from those that are trapped in sin. Instead, he showed them compassion. He talked to them and encouraged them to sin no more. See, the world will do well to follow the example of Jesus and look for opportunities to show compassion and not judgment. The adulterous woman, the woman that had been caught in the act of adultery, had no shortage of people judging her. In fact, they were ready to stone her to death when Jesus stepped in and said, in John chapter 8, verse 7, "She is without sin among you. Let her be the first to throw a stone at her." So nobody threw a stone because nobody was without sin. So Jesus asked the woman in John chapter 8, verse 10, "Where are they? Did no one condemn you?" And she said, John 8, verse 11, "No one, Lord." Of course, Jesus already knew what her answer would be. He was positioning himself to be able to show her mercy in a way that she would never forget. Jesus said to the woman in John chapter 8, verse 11, "And I do not condemn you either, so go from now and sin no more." Can you imagine the sequence of events from that point of view of the woman? As you think about things from her perspective, consider these four points. One, the Bible says that the woman was not only caught in adultery, but she was also caught in the act itself. Secondly, adultery under the old law was a sin punishable by death by stoning. And thirdly, as she prepares herself for a certain painful death, somebody steps in to help her. And fourth, she rightly refers to Jesus as Lord, and then he tells her that she is not condemned. So the compassion and forgiveness that Jesus demonstrated were life-changing for this woman. Not only was she saved from a violent death, but she was also told that there is still time to get her soul right with God. This must have given her hope at a time when she most needed it. So Jesus will do the same for us if we let him. So in conclusion, all of us know how good it feels to be forgiven when we've done something wrong. The bigger sin, the more relief we feel when that sin is forgiven. The story of the adulterous woman shows us incredible forgiveness and compassion that Jesus has. As disciples, we are to learn from his example and show the people in our lives the type of forgiveness and compassion that we hope Jesus will show us. There is no place for judgment in the life of a Christian. That is not our role. Our role is to show others the love and compassion of Jesus in all that we say and do. So during his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So as we read the remainder of John's Gospel, the Pharisees will continue to challenge Jesus and seek to harm him. So pay attention to the way that Jesus does not let their behavior affect what he says or does. That is one of the most important things that we can learn from the perfect example of Jesus. When others are judgmental, we are to be compassionate. When the world is hateful, we are to show our love. We will end today's study with the following scripture, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives a light to all who are in the house. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen. I hope today's lesson was a blessing to you and you got something from it. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you. And may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press that one key and I'll bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. And no, Grover Washington, this is a live, it's not pre-recorded, and it's not taped old episode. Today's date is 8/27/2023, and it's approximately 8:35 p.m. Alrighty. We got a caller here from 111. Let's see what we have. Hello?
This isn't live.
Yes, it is. It's live. Okay. Silly. That's silly. If you call and say this isn't live. Well, why would you say something like that, Kroger Washington? That's not nice. This is a new person to this chat room, Matt Alexander. okay? And I don't appreciate you would say something, that he would do something like that. No. Okay? Everybody welcome Max Alexander back to God's Rainbow Ministries. Okay? He seems to be a good guy. Amen. All righty. All righty. Well, I don't think he did grow over Washington. I think you're making this up, okay? Sorry, but, yep, I think you're making it up. 111, you're on air.
That Matt Alexander asked me for pictures.
Oh, he did. I don't think so. Come on, Grover. Stop.
Liar.
Okay. 111, you're on air. 111. Okay. Let's try another one. 111, you're on air.
Who was that?
Dan Carter's asshole.
Goodbye. Dan Garza asshole. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, Grover. So what's up with you two? Okay, Mike Hunt wants to know if you want a job working for his pest control. Grover, are you there? I guess not. Okay. 111, you're on air. Hello?
Hello?
Grover, did you hear me? That Mike Hunt wants to hire you for a pest control.
Our schedule's kind of packed.
Okay. All righty. Well, I just thought I'd let you know.
Return the rainbow. Return the rainbow.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Return the rainbow. All right. All right. We're going to play some more music here. Okay, God bless you, Grover Washington. Okay, I hope you stay safe. All righty. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's play some music. Okay, here we go. This song is called "Touch the Hem of His Garment" by Mary Clayton. Then I'm going to play "The Blessing." It's by Melvin Christmas III, Essential Worship, featuring Miranda Curtis. And then we're going to play a song called "Anyhow" by Ty Trevett. Amen.
Hallelujah! Thank you.
children and their children and their children. war going on in my mind, trying to make me think my faith is counterfeit. War, no. Certain days it feels like my faith is running low, but it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. The storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Tried to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I run. Christ taught me out so many times, why stress? I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow.
Amen. Hallelujah anyhow. Amen. All righty. Okay. We got some callers here. Let's play 111.
Good
evening. Okay. 111, you're on air. Okay. No callers. No, I play this kind of music because I really love gospel music, Robert Washington. You just don't understand, okay? Just don't understand at all. Love gospel music. Amen. It comes from the soul. Amen? All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, this is your season of enrichment. I am fortifying you and strengthening you for the campaign of a total victory unfolding before you even now. Step forward with feet shod with my good news. The outcome is assured. Your part is to walk out what I have already provided for and give evidence of my goodness in the land of the living. There are triumphs coming to you right now for the express purpose of having crowns to cast at my feet. Worship and warfare involve conquest and the spoiling of the enemy. You will lay hold of the spoil of the enemy and bring captives forth to new liberty and victory by the word and your testimony. Let the shout of triumph be in your mouth this day, says the Father. All things are new. The old has passed away. No more to impede or hinder you in any manner. Yesterday, last week, last month, last year is rolled up in a scroll and delivered into the archives of heaven. Your focus is to be on your now and what I'm bringing about of my graciousness and my favor in your life and in your situation. So reach out by your obedience and lay hold of all that I have accorded you. The bounty of heaven is at your disposal. The finished work of Calvary is working in your behalf. My yes and amen are at your side, willing to move forward in faith, knowing you yield fully to my purpose, my plan, and my spirit, that everything you say and do will be as effective as if I said it or did it. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. One. You're
Max.
Here.
Bad bastard. Max. Max left.
Oh, he does that.
I think you lost one of your flock.
Nah, I didn't lose him.
I mentioned to him that boyfriend has HIV and that you both have sex. And then he got mad and left.
Maybe. Maybe he didn't.
We need to make sure it gets an invitation to the next R-Dash Bash.
There is no R-Dash Bash, Grover. There never was one.
It's sad you won't admit it, Doctor, and it's sad.
All righty, 111, you're on here.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
All right, DZ, how you doing?
I'm all right. I hurt my back yesterday, but I'm okay, or last night, but I'm all right right now, I guess. So is Grover still on the line? Because I've been working on my outline for the book, and I wanted to ask him a couple background questions, if I could.
Hello.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Grover, where were you born and raised, brother?
Well, that's a complicated question.
Well, I mean, we got time, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I'd say mainly. Tuscaloosa.
I got it. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Okay. Did you graduate? Did you graduate high school?
Yes.
Am I to correct to assume that after high school there was no college?
There's no I tried to learn a trade or two, but I never went to college.
Okay,
back in my day there weren't a lot of niggers in college.
Very true. What trades did you try to apply? I mean, learn, sir.
Carpentry, flooring, welding, roofing, plumbing, small engine repair, large engine repair, diesel, auto mechanic, auto collision repair.
It sounds like you're the Black Kent. I'm not accusing you of molesting kids. I'm just saying you have a lot of occupations that you worked, much like Pastor Kent. I'm not saying you diddled your kids or had sex with farm animals or made love to your brother Dickie. I'm not saying any of that. One other question I had, because it's kind of the crux of the book. When did you and Banjo first meet, and how long did it take for you guys to click as a unit of two, if you will?
I would say it was I didn't get Banjo until about it was before COVID. I was about by 2018. He's emotional support. He was emotional support from the VA, Raccoon. And I got used to him, of course. And that's always so sad that he went missing. And then the place where he went missing, they deny that he went missing there. And I got a suspicion that he might be kept in a crate in somebody's cluttered garage behind a broken-down motorcycle under a tarp.
Well, I have some good news for you, Grover. I have hired a private investigative group to look into the death of the raccoon of Banjo Washington. We are going to get to the bottom of it while I'm writing this book. So you don't have to worry. We're going to come and we're going to find out what really happened. I believe he was killed in a sex type way. I don't want to get into it because, I haven't gotten confirmation But from what the early returns and the early leads say, there was a man, and there was a raccoon, and there was a, you know, an incident. I don't want to get graphic on the show, but unfortunately, I think Banjo lost his life in that situation. But yes, I appreciate you answering my questions, brother. I know some of it's hard to talk about, especially the Banjo part. We all know how much you loved Banjo. And for the record, those people that started that rumor about Grover shoving Banjo up his asshole, he would never do such a thing. He loved Banjo.
No.
He was a good man.
No, I don't. Grover's no.
Good.
No, raccoon's ever been in my butt region. The old ass caboose.
Right. No, of course, and you loved him, but not in a sexual way, like, you know, Kenny in the egg hole. You know what I mean? Like, it's different.
No, he.
All right, Kenny.
He was emotional support. He was not a sexual surrogate.
Yeah, that's a clear distinction that needs to be made and will be made in my book, The Grover Washington Story: A Man and His Raccoon. Amen. Kenny, do you have any other calls?
Yeah, I do. 111, you're on air.
What the hell? What?
Okay. Goodbye.
That is top five dumbest calls ever. Go ahead, Kenny.
That sounded like a man was working in the engine compartment of the Titanic.
I think we just traveled back to 1914. Isn't that when that happened?
Somewhere
around right
there.
Ahead. Hang a left. Whoops.
Grover,
last word.
On the Titanic?
No. Only in my mind.
Oh. Well, I know you was in the Negro League, and,
shit, I just farted.
It's all right, man. It's all right. We do it all the time. Listen, did you play with a man by the name of, when you were in the Negro Leagues, did you play with a player by the name of Cumberland Williams? They called him Cum?
That sounds familiar. I think I remember old Cum, yeah. Why you ask?
Yeah. Oh, because he was just recently, I saw just recently he was entered into the Nigger Leagues Hall of Fame, and I was wondering, you know, I saw his plaque, and I thought it was interesting. His nickname was Cum, because, you know, what that Tation has, but I was just wondering back then if they called him Cum or if, you know, if they knew what it meant. Like, was there any talk of, you know, that nickname being ejaculate, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we used to call me old Gizload sometimes, yep. Call me old Cumstain, yep.
Wow.
Man, that's a long time ago. He could steal a base or two. I remember that. But he's also black. No, we still alive, you know.
Yeah, he was a Negro League player, brother. I mean, of course he could steal bases. But listen, man, I really appreciate – Kenny, this has been – Grover is – I think people misunderstand Grover. Grover is a bastion of wisdom. You just have to get him to the point – you have to ask him good questions. You can't just let him go off kilter or he'll get off kilter. You know what I'm saying? He's an older man. You just got to keep him focused, Kenny. When you talk to Grover, you got to keep him focused. He'll talk to you. He'll give you good wisdom, like we just received here tonight.
Well, sometimes when I go off kilter, that's when I ask about the underwear on the old lady.
Yeah, well, we talked about that last night. That was a fair question. I disagree with Kenny on that, but that's neither here nor there.
Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda. Underwears and, you know, the guy, she's a holy woman and underwear. We talked about it, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Brown stain.
Well, we're not going to talk about it tonight.
Okay, Kenny, whatever you say, my man.
Amen. Okay, we've got another caller here. 111. You're on
Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Hello.
Wow.
This guy's calling from a submarine. Sounds like he's in a tube under the water. Yep.
Okay.
He's pinging the sub. He's pinging. They got radar. That's a ping. He's got a target.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Why on earth would you call this show from a goddamn submarine?
I don't really know.
Man, you get some calls, Kenny.
That man was in a submarine.
I know he was in a submarine. I don't know why he's calling. It's like the Todds get loose, man, and they just start calling your show. I mean, in every Todd, every kind of Todd, they call from a submarine. They call from a train. They call from a boat. They call from, you know, a hut. They call from the casino. It's just, and then they call from an old folks. So, I mean, the Todds love your show, Kenny. Kenny is for the Todds. Amen.
Yeah, God bless the Todds.
Amen, brother. God bless the Todds, Kenny. That's your tagline, brother. Can you put that in your new tagline, God bless the Todds? That is beautiful, Kenny. That's wordsmith material.
Got another caller here.
Got a high-pitched voice. Made me laugh so hard.
We got callers in the bathroom now.
Wow.
There's some machinery going there. It's industrial.
I think they're calling from a dildo factory that they're making for Kenny, but we won't get into that. Go ahead, Kenny.
No, I ain't getting any dildos. No.
Well, maybe it's for Farrah. Maybe it's for Farrah.
Victor.
Ain't no way you're going to tell me Farrah ain't got no vibrators and dildos. There's no way you can tell me that. I will not believe you, Kenny.
Okay.
Can we get a real caller, please? Just one that actually audibly has a voice. You can be retarded. You can be mute and deaf. I don't care. Just make noises into the phone. Anything other than, you know, this idiot that's calling from the boat. Please. Amen.
Yes.
Navy. There's a Navy there. Navy's people are kind of crazy. They're called the Department of the Boat People. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
He got good food in the Navy, though. Ken knows. He was in the Navy.
Yeah, they got good food in the Navy.
Kenny was a seaman.
No, I was a
Seaman. Seaman.
I was a Seaman.
Stanford Cumboy. Cumboy.
Kenny was a Cumboy. Sounds like a Grant McDonald song.
One on one, you're on air. Okay, that's sonar now. Okay.
I wish a bat would call. At least they got the sonar built in. I don't know how to listen to it.
Maybe Count Cocula will call.
Count Cocula, please call in. Amen.
And it's kind of early for him. It's not Halloween yet.
That's true. What's Ashley doing? Is she at the train? Is she calling from the boat? Is Mike Hunt in the train? I mean, what's going on with Mike Hunt? Are you reading his things again?
No.
Well, that's good, Kenny. Wouldn't want to do anything to make money.
Not making money. It's going to Dr. N.
What does he have to do with anything?
Well, that's where Pastor Beal sent the money to. For his charity.
Well, I've lost all respect for Pastor Veal, and I don't know what's going on. That's ridiculous. Why you would send money to a drug addict who can't even stand up in his own room without falling through a fucking wall is beyond me. But that is dark. That's Pastor Veal. He should have given you the money. I don't know what's going on. Pray for a real caller. Can somebody call,
please?
Yeah, I'm going to
pray for a real caller right now. We got one in here, chat room with 111. Let's take it and see if it's a real caller.
Does it have a voice? Of course not. Shut it down, Kenny.
Yeah, not a real caller. I guess he's going to keep calling in.
Apparently. Is it a 111 guy?
No, no, 757. That's Ashley. I'm bringing Ashley on. Hey, Ashley.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Shalom.
You needed the real caller, so I figured I'd just call in.
Well, as long as you're
not
the person calling from the boat, you know, calling from the submarine.
Yeah. Oh, speaking. Yeah, I'm in the water right now.
Oh.
I think I see the submarine. I'm gonna eat it. That's a delicious sub.
Wow. I'm speechless. I haven't heard Grover speak in 5 minutes. I think he's dead. Grover, you still with us?
Yeah, he hung up. He hung up.
Oh, Lord have
mercy.
Hope
he wasn't in the sub.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He hung up the phone. Grover, how could you do that, man?
Oh, no.
Oh, we got another caller. 111. You're on here.
Hello.
Oh, there
he is. There
he
is.
I think my face must have hit one of the buttons on this iPhone. I didn't mean to hang up.
Well, you're not missing much. Ashley called in, and the submarine. Yeah.
I heard Ashley call say she was eating a sub. That's ironic, considering we were listening to the interior of a sub.
That is ironic, because if you remember correctly, a black man ate a sub after he pounded Joe Gibson's ex-wife. Actually, wife at the time. At a Subway. So
oh,
there
Bridget.
You go. Yeah, Bridget.
Yeah. She's a white woman.
Yeah,
she's
a
retarded
white
son.
Yeah,
one of the sons,
Noah. I bet he started shit in the oven now. I bet he graduated.
The concrete box.
Oh, I'm having flashbacks. It's amazing how he could pinpoint all of us to Arkansas so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know y'all lived in Arkansas.
Kenny,
you live in Arkansas, too.
Kenny, you live in Arkansas? Well, no, Kenny. I think he knows Kenny doesn't live in Arkansas, but everybody else that's ever called his show and is on your show lives in Arkansas, Kenny. Did you know that? Even though I lived in Baltimore and then moved to West Palm Beach, I live in Arkansas.
I'm in West Palm Beach. That's where That's where Donald Trump's got Mar-a-Lago down there.
Yeah. True story. I ain't allowed near it, you know, but colored folk and all, but.
Yeah, I went past it.
Yeah, I've seen it. But, yeah, it's really interesting living in West Palm Beach while actually living in Arkansas at the same time. It's virtually impossible, but I can do it.
Yeah, I would think it'd be virtually impossible to do that, to live in Arkansas.
I mean,
unless it's West Palm Beach, Arkansas.
Grover lives in Arkansas, too. And San Antonio. And he's homeless.
Yep.
And he lives all in the same place.
Yeah, Joe Gibson's an idiot.
Kenny, you know, I went back. Joey has a YouTube channel, and I went back to his very first YouTube video. And it's literally 10 seconds of him passed out with methamphetamine laying on the table. It's either meth or cocaine. I can't tell because it was filmed with a fucking potato from 1983. So I couldn't really tell what it was because you couldn't make it out. But he never did. It's still up.
Yeah.
Still up.
Wow.
But he doesn't do drugs.
No, he says
he posted the link to the video.
He did what?
Oh, I was wondering if you could post the link to the video somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Give me 1 second. Let me go back
on YouTube.
Just
go on YouTube and start looking. There's only a couple million videos there.
Thank you, brother. I will do that right now.
Let's give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kid vote. Okay.
You need to quit that.
Ready?
And everybody in the chat room, give a shout out to Mike Hunt, Ashley, Dr. Ann, Joey Barrera, Gavin Moorhead, of course, Grover Washington is in. They give a shout out to you. Okay.
Where's Susie DeBay?
I don't know. She was on Kent's show today.
She was. What did Kent have to say? Did he address that?
No, he didn't.
I'm sorry. I just posted it in Kenny's room. If you guys would like to look at it. Joey. Oh, is Ashley not in this room?
Oh,
I mean, she's in there.
I'm in a room and I just watched it.
Yeah, pause it at the very end. And you're like, it's looks like drugs.
Again, I got a question.
Yeah.
See, like a dollar bill there.
Yeah.
Ken, you're a fan of old wrestlers. What's your comment on the death of Terry Funk?
Oh well, he was a great wrestler. Okay, we're gonna miss him.
Did you know him personally, Kenny?
Don't forget about Bray Wyatt. Okay.
He's a lot more younger.
Like
36. I don't really care about him. I don't care about him. I care about Terry Funk. He's an older man.
I'm on Joe Gibson's YouTube channel. He's got videos of himself dressed. I think I don't know if he's supposed to be a security guard or a police officer.
He's pretending to be police.
He's pretending all that shit. Look at the picture of there's a short to his shorts or whatever in the because there's videos, lives, shorts. I think there's a short of Noah playing in the dirt. Oh, he took it. I think he took it. Oh, hold on. Did he take it down? Yeah, I think he took it down. No, wait. No, it's still here. He's playing with a dump truck and playing in the dirt. Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
That's retarded. There's Dr. N in the chat said that your name is Tone Sanchez. I don't know what he means
by
that.
Oh, there's Susie DeBay.
Yeah, I see her.
Kenny, didn't
you okay.
love Susie DeBay? Oh, all right, go
We're
ahead.
Taking another call. Number one.
I figured
You're
he
on
did.
Here. Hello?
Hey, Susie.
Only one right here. That's that mute person again.
Nah, you know what it is, Kenny? And I don't think it's funny, Helen. It's Helen Keller. God damn it, I told you to stop calling the show. You can't hear and you can't talk. There ain't no reason to call, man. I told that woman to stop calling.
Oh.
She don't
well,
listen,
hang-
man.
Okay. Helen Keller's gone.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a shame, man. It's also a little odd because she's been dead for 50 years, but still, I don't even care. She, you can't call a show and not talk
got Susie DeBay in the chat room. She just said hi.
Oh, yeah. Can you ask Susie which person she made love to, whether it was Ken Fishman or Kent Hopper or both? I would like an answer to that question promptly, please.
She can hear you.
Oh. Okay, well, I still would like an answer to that question, Kenny. From her.
Okay.
Did she answer, Kenny?
She said she banged her brother. Ken.
But he says he's my brother.
Wait, say that again?
She said I banged Kent Hopper, but he said he's my brother.
Jesus, that's family, man. I wonder, is there anything in that family that didn't get fucked by Kent? I mean, I know he fucked Dickie. Now I know I fucked his sister. I know he fucked the cat. We saw it laid out on the floor like it was dead. I'm sure if they had any, heard all the farm animal stories. I mean, and then he acts pious like he's a man of the Lord. I do not understand.
He has a cat named Sucky.
Yeah, that's the one he had sex with. He damn near killed it. It had doo-doo stains on. You saw puke and duke stains on the floor. Did you see that photo? The cat looked dead. You can't be putting your dick in a cat. It's too small.
What about a chicken?
I don't got any. Listen, Kenny, I have no room for people that abuse the animals. That's why I was so upset when I heard about Grover and Banjo. Not that Grover did that to Banjo. I'm just saying, obviously, someone abused Banjo, and I don't want to use the names because I don't have it. You know, I don't have it on authority yet. But I just get really upset when people use animals for things that they're not meant to be used for. Hit it. It's upsetting, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Kenny, why did you pull that egg hole? Oh, God, Kenny, that was so gross.
Hello, idiot.
That's not terrible.
That's a fake cat.
Yep. That was bad.
Yep, very bad.
The idiot at the end made me think it was JoJo Gibson.
Just moon banks. I know where all you live.
Oh.
And 1-1-1, you're going to come down my dirt road. One way in, one way out.
You know what I think about that dirt road? Let me tell you something. I think that dirt road is a metaphor for his asshole, and I ain't going anywhere near that motherfucker.
Hello, faggot.
Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Man, he's some whack-ass imitations.
Yep.
That's real bad.
111, you're
on air. Jimmy.
Another fake one.
How are you, my son?
Yep, another fake one.
I'll give that.
That's
a
real. Hello, my son.
Goodbye.
Is I, doctor, rabbi, pastor, astronaut, senator, chancellor, emperor, Dark Lord of the Sith, meteorologist, engineer, conductor, pizza delivery man, seaman, Kent Hopper. How did you like that impression, my sons?
Helen Keller again. 111. Okay, let's try another 111 and see what we got. 111, you're on here.
So where are the white people at?
We're a what?
What was that? Hello?
Okay.
It's Tards.
Yeah, Tard night. Kenny, I didn't know you had a Tard night, but apparently Sunday night is Tard night.
Where the white women at?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You want to know where the white women at?
Well,
yes, from
on.
Yeah, you got one here.
With a dick.
No.
Don't be hurt,
yep.
Johnny.
Who?
I mean, Grover, sorry.
There's Grover Washington.
I apologize. I'm a little inebriated. I fucked my back up. I told you about this earlier, Kenny. I'm on some Percocet right now, and I just thought that a black man was an Indian man. I apologize for that. That is very embarrassing. I'm sorry.
No. This is the real Johnny Longfeather. Hello.
No. That's not real Johnny Longfeather. Come on now. Don't make fun of him. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I made a fool of myself on this show calling Grover Johnny like a retard. Now I feel upset and I'm ashamed. I want to apologize to the listeners. Oh, sorry. Kenny, I was apologizing, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Johnny Longfeather.
I look better than that retarded Indian.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. Can I just say one thing before you sign off? I would like to publicly apologize for Grover for comparing him to a man that took a man named Herman deep in his asshole. Grover would never do that. He don't go that way. So I just wanted to say that publicly. I apologize to Grover live on the platform. Amen.
Amen.
That's no problem there, Tony Sanchez.
You got me. He got me, Kenny. He got me. Call me Tone. Call me Tone from now on, Kenny.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, this is about to say goodnight, everybody. God bless. Have a wonderful night. And see you tomorrow night for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Good night.